Caregivers for hospice patients also need some help. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Meredith McKenzie, assistant professor at the M. Louise Fitzpatrick College of Nursing at Villanova University, details how we can care for the caregivers.
Behind almost every hospice patient is an informal caregiver, a family member or friend who assists with care, provides companionship in the end of life, and makes decisions when the patient can no longer speak for themselves. These informal caregivers are invaluable, but caregiving comes at a cost. Informal caregivers experience significant physical, emotional, spiritual, and financial distress. In one of my first studies, using a large national database of caregivers surveyed after the death of a loved one in hospice, I found that family caregivers gave high marks to hospice for managing their loved one's symptoms and coordinating care. But 42% were dissatisfied with the teaching that they received, and almost a third were unhappy with the emotional support provided. When I was presenting my findings, I was asked why this was a concern. After all, said my questioner, the caregiver isn't the one dying. No, caregivers are not actively dying. Instead, they will be the survivors of end-of-life care. Caregiver perceptions of a loved one's death influence their risk for depression, guilt, and complicated grief. Whether the death of a loved one is considered a good death, and the role the caregiver played in achieving this good death, shapes caregivers' perception of whether they were a good caregiver, a devoted spouse, a loving child. And the effects are not just emotional. Caregivers are at higher risk for sleep disturbances, chronic pain, cardiovascular disease, and premature death than non-caregivers. How do we help caregivers? My ongoing research suggests that modifying caregivers' perceptions of their circumstances is easier than modifying their circumstances. Helping caregivers cope while helping their loved ones achieve a peaceful death results in better outcomes for both.
That was Meredith McKenzie of Villanova University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.